The aim of all meditation, of course, is presence. Eventually, any technique needs to be let go of. If there's anybody here who feels angry at that statement, it's a good sign that it's time to let go. Because there's a new identification with form, my method that I'm so good at, that I've spent 20 years getting better at. So Vipassana is excellent. They claim, and it may well be true, whether they have some sutras to prove it, but who knows how old they are, but it may well be true that Vipassana is one of the original meditations taught by the Buddha. But it seems that the Buddha also taught another meditation, that is breath awareness. And that can be practiced not just as a meditation, that when you sit in a particular way, but to be aware of your breathing is a related already to being in the body, because the breath flows into the body. To notice your breath, to feel your in and out breath, is helpful. It does bring you into the now. When you do it for any length of time, you soon encounter the threshold of boredom, because observing your breath is not interesting. And then, if you stay with it, you will pass through the threshold of boredom, and then observing your breath is quite peaceful. The coming and going. And you notice great subtleties about your breath. You notice, for example, that at the end of each out-breath, there's a momentary cessation. In-breath hasn't started yet. You're neither breathing in nor out. And that's a point of great peace if you can notice that. A very peaceful point. And also the end of the in-breath, there's a momentary cessation. Before the out-breath starts, you can watch that. Nature does it. They say the whole universe breathes in and out. If that is true, it may well be, because it's as with the as below, as above, so below. They say the entire universe expands. Maybe it does, and then comes together again into one, and then it happens again. And the heart does that. And the seasons do that. This season is a kind of out-breath. Fall, autumn. Nature is breathing, has come to the end of the out-breath. And sometimes even when you get warm days in autumn, they are maybe the same temperature almost as summer, it has a different energy quality to it. It is stiller. It's moving towards cessation. nature has come to the end of the out-breath. Fall is the out-breath, and the end of the out-breath is the equivalent of death. And that's why the autumn days can be so peaceful. Sometimes you can even sense the stillness in the air. Nature is ready to rest. So everywhere, you have this, the in and out breath.